In terms of organizing the research, we actually have a property line in the building that crosses the building. The Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation owns 70% of this building from the Orchard Street right away on the east side through the building to a line that moves north to south just west of the center pod. The Regents of the University of Wisconsin own the balance of the building, the 30%, which is the public portion. So we're actually standing on wharf property as we speak. Now, the structure itself has been organized as a condominium, and there are two condo unit owners, Wharf and the Regents of the University of Wisconsin. And the declarations of that condo call for Wharf to be the building manager, and there be to be a maintenance and operating agreement between Wharf and the university for all the X's and O's of preventive maintenance and custodial, all the things that go into keeping this state-of-the-art facility up. In terms of the research mission, the Wharf Board of Trustees wanted the research mission split 50-50, even though the ownership is 70-30. And so all of the east pods, top to bottom, as you look to the east, are private mortgage institute researchers, as well as the east half of the center pod. And then the west half of the center pod and all west pods, top to bottom, are public Wisconsin Institute for Discovery researchers. And John, you might want to just talk about the research themes that have been selected a little bit.
Okay, well, on the public side, we had a competition. We issued a call for proposals to the campus, inviting groups to submit their ideas for what they would do if they were chosen to move into this building. The only boundary condition was that what they proposed had to involve some combination of biotechnology, nanotechnology, and information technology. We got about 24 proposals. All of them were really terrific. And so with some difficulty, we dropped that down to 12. Sent those 12 out for external review, two reviewers on campus and two from around the world to do scientific review of what was being proposed. And then from the results of the reviews, we picked five finalists. And those five are tissue engineering. This is work using nanotechnology to make polymeric or plastic scaffolds that stem cells can grow on to become the kind of tissue you want for actual implantation to repair damaged tissue. Second theme is home healthcare delivery. That involves a very high-tech lab in the basement of this building that's if you've ever heard of it, a virtual reality cave. The walls, the ceiling, and the floor are all movie screens, basically, and there are lots of projectors that can project images onto those surfaces to reproduce and recreate the look and feel of any space you want. They could come into your home, photograph your kitchen or your bathroom, and then reproduce it here for testing various ways of helping people do a better job of taking care of themselves and following the doctor's orders to minimize the need for nursing homes and visiting nurses and that sort of thing. A third theme is called epigenetics. This will involve studying the chemical environment around genes that determines whether or not they perform their function properly. The chemistry around genes is not terribly well understood right now. So that's what that will do. A fourth one is computer optimization of large, complex problems that involve hundreds or thousands of variables. This could be anything from designing a car to designing a healthcare system. The challenge in that area is to come up with better algorithms for finding optimal solutions or near optimal solutions. And the last one is systems biology is the fifth theme. The observation there is that biologists spent most of the last century looking at smaller and smaller parts of living things, right down to the molecular level, which we now understand pretty well at the molecular level. And we're probably going to spend most of this century putting the pieces all back together and figuring out exactly how they work together to make living organisms like us or those Mesozoic trees. So those are the five themes in the WID side. Maybe you want to talk about the MIR side?
Or? The Morbridge side also mirrors very closely to the WID side in particular collaboration with a lot of things that John said here, particularly stem cell research, the regenerative biology area. We also have virology, which is the study of viruses and how cancer research can be done with viruses. And we also are supporting the medical device area. And then we have two areas that are shared between the groups, and that would be the computational science and also the support of the whole infrastructure of the building from an information standpoint. And then we have an education outreach program that will bring the science to the people. So those are the collaborated areas.